my raise a well pin on your
ants? Those red ants, yeah.
Or did you ever have any kind of bugs that would get on you in your skin when you weren't wearing socks?
Yeah, they got little bitty, I don't know what the name of, but the little black bugs.
Red bugs?
Yeah, they're no black. They get in your skin, then you gotta pull them like this. The skin come with it. Like this, you gotta pull them. I don't know what the name of it, but they call them black bugs.
Did you ever get red bugs or triggers here? Now, when you're walking out on the beach, these things will stick in your feet. Now, oh boy, when you're barefoot?
Oh, crabs in the Gulf, yeah. They're the only thing that we see there, so.
Now, these things are kind of like a little thing that grows in the grass, you know, and they...
Oh, those rocket shells?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We call them finger, but we call them rocket shells.
Stickers,
is that what we call them, rocket shells? Yeah, and this thing too.
Okay. When you're out in the garden, you see these things.
Yeah, pull it. After the storm, we had them.
What is that?
That's in the garden. They got those grasshopper. The guy, yeah, he does that. He don't bother you. But those all kind of insects. You don't even know the name of them. All kind of them. And if you do when it goes like little, then you touch it, it looks like a little ball. Kind of gross. I don't know what the name of that. I don't know what the name of it.
Now, when you hadn't cleaned in the room for a while, you might look up in the corner and you see a...
cobweb.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or out in the garden, would you run across something, you know,
trees? Yeah, well, here I did happen. I have to buy me some more to spray that. You get to make like a... what do you call that? A spider web there, you know. They make it, they trace it like that and lay in there. Then they might be hooked to the other one. Then you pass there, or there it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were younger, would they ever take any of the parts of the trees that were underneath the ground and beat them up or make remedies with them?
Yeah, they have some of those things that you can make. They take that and they make like for 3 years drink that we call them, they got some kind called the sirops. I got some right there on the side of my tree.
Yeah.
And then they got they got three or four kind, they're all French. They still got some here. You take that out, the roots, you take the roots and chop them good, and you wash them good, and put that in the water and drink that to clear up your inside. Like the olden days, they had that, like the Indians. That's why the Indians had all those kind of herbs and things like that.
What about some of the local, what kind of tree is that there? What are some of the local trees you got around here?
Well, that flower right there, this is the pecan. Over there is the pecan tree over there.
Uh-huh.
They got a pecan tree there, and they got oak tree, and they have, I don't know how you call it, we call them a syrup tree. You can make wine out of them. They got a little black, and you make wine with it. My mother used to make wine with it. Look, right by my little house right there, you see, right here. That two oak tree right here, that's big. Look right there, by my house, in my yard, not over there, right there.
You got kind of berries,
Kind
of, the ones that have the hard
balls? Barbers.
Kind of, okay. Now, what about that kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible?
Oh, yeah. Sycamore tree? Uh-huh. Sycamore tree. I don't have no sycamore tree here.
Okay. And then that
kind of
bush
that will
make you break out?
Oh, yeah. They got the fake tree that will make you break out. Fake tree. Oh, yeah. Your hand becomes flip, you know, like a red bump and all that. And it's itchy for a good while. Well, the only thing that don't itch me is I put lemon. Me, my remedy is lemon. Everything is lemon. I feel strip, take the lemon and pass it all over my hands, all it goes off.
Did you ever see that vine? That kind of a red vine that would have a, it would make you